What's going on, everybody? Josh Engelman and Ben Raza here for AwesomeO.com, and we are back with the breakfast menu served up by BetMGM, where you can turn big plays into paydays with a risk-free bet of up to $1,000 using the promo code AwesomeO. When you sign up and make a deposit using that code, place your first wager. If that bet loses, you'll receive that amount of the wager back in free bets. So register now to go all in on the action with the king of sportsbooks. Terms and conditions apply. Now hit that like button, subscribe to the channel, hit the notification bell so everything goes live, so you know when everything goes live, not just because that will make everything go live. It doesn't matter. It's college football time.
It is college football time. We had a little appetizer. Week zero, five games. It was fantastic. Now we start to get some premier teams, and obviously today, tomorrow, and Saturday, there's going to be a ton of games. From a betting standpoint, this is all you could ask for. You have a ton of different options, and I found a couple that I absolutely love starting tonight, so I'm excited to get into it.
I've got one that I like quite a bit. Okay. It hurts my soul a little bit to make it, but that's how you know you like the bet, because it flies in the face of everything that I normally like. So I've got one. I believe you have two. You want to bat lead off here? I'll be the meat in the sandwich.
That works. I'm interested to see where you're going to go. I'm going to get started with my second favorite bet, but I still do like it tonight. One of the premier games. We've got Boise State going into the Bounce House down in Orlando. They take on UCF. UCF 6-point favorite. It's come up a little. It was at 4.5, and they are taking money, and I'm going to jump on this bandwagon, certainly before it gets to 7. I don't know if it actually will, but I do like UCF. You look at this team, Dylan Gabriel at quarterback, one of the highest scoring teams in the entire country last year. There's no reason that's not going to continue. They've got a ton of production back. They averaged 42 points a game last year. They're at home. Their entire offensive line returns. That is the key for me. They are not going to be able to put pressure on Dylan Gabriel. And when you don't do that, he is going to rack up a ton of production. Credit to Boise State. They do return a lot as well. They have stability at quarterback. They're away from the blue turf. That does not bode well for them going down to Florida. That's a tough travel spot. And B, they lost two good corners from that secondary last year. When you were facing UCF, that is the last thing that you want. So in this opening game, both teams have a new coach. That is a wild card, but I still think that when push comes to shove, UCF is going to get the job done. To win one strip of bacon, I am going to lay the points with the Knights tonight.
I have no take on that bet. I didn't look at it.
I am so interested to hear where you are going for this pick.
By the way, I just want to put, not that this matters, but I did look to Saturday for my pick. So I did look through the Saturday card because nothing was really standing out to me any earlier. So traditional Saturday pick here. To the Wisconsin Badgers, -5.5 against Penn State, a team that I have seen play more college football games than any other team on the planet. Generally speaking, will at least want Penn State to succeed, but today is not going to be that day. Now, I'm a little late to the party. You could have got this, I believe, at 3.5. It opened at major books at 4.5. It's already up to 5.5, but I'm still willing to go to Wisconsin. First and foremost, game is in Wisconsin. I think home field is super real in college sports, so that's a great step just out of the gate. Wisconsin's defense is legit. Very, very good. Last year, fourth in defensive FEI at Football Outsiders. They're projected for third this year. No joke. They are a top-flight defense. Last season, Penn State's offense was solid, but unspectacular, I guess. Clifford back under center for his senior year. Dotson enters the year as one of the best wideouts in the country. Backfield is deep and filled with a lot of quality, honestly. But even still, all of that package for Penn State is not going to be better than the Wisconsin D. On the offensive side of the ball for Wisconsin, wasn't great for most of last year. A lot is going to be asked of Graham Mertz if the Badgers don't get back to the standard of just running the football successfully. Didn't work last year. Got to assume it gets a little bit better coming into this year. But I don't think the Penn State defense is like all that imposing. They're good, not great. A little bit of a rebuilding year for the Nittany Lions. So ultimately, I've got the home team. I've got the edge at quarterback, in my opinion, and the better defense. All of those things make me think Wisconsin's a little undervalued here.
Good game, tough game. With the home field, no doubt. Camp Randall, absolutely brutal to play. It's going to come down to the Wisconsin offensive line. They were awful last year. Traditional, That's they're just all Joe Thomas, and they're just mauling people, and that's what they do. Jonathan Taylor's running the ball 50 times. They've got to get back to that. I don't know if they have the personnel to do that. We're going to find out, because Penn State's a decent team. But at home, as you mentioned, 5.5-point favorite, I don't mind it. I don't know if I'll have a play there. Okay. I am going to bring us back to tonight, though. You're going to take my winnings, and then you can free roll with your Saturday bet. This is by far my favorite bet tonight. Does feel very trappy, but sometimes you just kind of have to live with that. Ohio State is on the road. They're going into Minnesota to kick off their conference and their season in general. 14-point spread. They are favorite. I don't understand the spread. I think Ohio State is absolutely going to maul them. You look at this team. Yes, they're breaking in a new quarterback, but these are highly, highly touted players. Stroud will be just fine. He's got two or three absolute stud running backs in that backfield, including a five-star prospect that's coming in. He has two NFL receivers. He has a dominant offensive line, and Ohio State's defense is always very, very good. On the other side, Minnesota's got Tanner Morgan at QB. He's lost in the past 2 years two NFL receivers. Tyler Johnson is gone. Rashad Bateman is gone. He is left with Muhammad Ibrahim in the backfield, who they legitimately tried to run 50 times a game last year. That is not going to work against Ohio State. Then the other glaring problem, Minnesota last year gave up 6.3 yards per rushing attempt, you know, opponent's rushing attempt, 124th in the country. They got a lot of guys back on that front. I think that's probably a negative. Those guys were not good to begin with. Ohio State, even if they're ineffective at QB, I don't know why they wouldn't just run it down their throat. That is what I expect to happen. I know it's a road conference division game. Those are always tricky. There's no doubt Minnesota will be ready. Talent disparity here. If they get anything from Stroud, and even if they don't, I think Ohio State wins going away. If they put pressure on Tanner Morgan, it's going to be a long, long night for the Golden Gophers. So I'm going to step right in this. If you can find 13.5, that's great. I still like it at 14. Ohio State blows the doors off them tonight to win two strips of bacon. Really, really like the spot.
They're going to be like the fool's Golden Gophers today.
Huh? I see what you did there. They're going to be rowing the boat off. It's going to be choppy waters there for PJ Fleck and co.
There we go, everybody. College football debut on the breakfast menu. It's looking good. We're closing out the work week tomorrow. Once again, be sure to hit that like button, subscribe to the channel, hit the notification bell. Make sure you're tailing us. Win on Ben's bets tonight. Too much alliteration there for me. And then use that profit to join me on the Wisconsin Badgers. Good luck tonight, everybody. We'll talk to you again on another breakfast menu served up by BetMGM.